You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with this week's rant. Gentlemen, as we all know, HMT is a well that will never run dry. However, we are also upon a new well that is never going to run dry as well. And what is this new well? Women losing their minds over the fact that men have walked away. Not all men, but enough men. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. It is beautiful. Every time I see videos of women crashing out across the board because men no longer give them their absolute drug of choice, attention. Yet, these women still want to try to get on social media, some of them, and still try to peddle the male loneliness epidemic. Funny. Absolutely hilarious when you consistently see more women crashing out in their car, in their apartment, crying on camera, talking about, oh, I get so lonely. Oh, I really wish I had a man. Oh, gentlemen, there are so many men who are just laughing their asses off. Why? Because they have achieved their own personal nirvana. They have achieved a state of peace that is so complete that these modern women know they cannot compete with it. They can't. They know they can't. So, what are they trying to do? They're still trying to shame men, especially black women. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Black women are still trying to shame black men into being with them. But more and more black men are like, nah, I'm cool. I'm cool. I got peace. There's nothing you can offer me. I really wish I could find the originator of this phrase so I could give them the proper credit. When a man finally controls his lust, he realizes that a woman truly has nothing to offer him. Especially now that a lot more men are deciding, you know what? I'm going completely asexual. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said in last week's rant, when you have black men who are openly putting it out on social media that their sexual desire is close to zero, that right there, gentlemen, is a serious game over for a lot of women. Why? Well, let me go ahead and explain. As CGA so eloquently put it, black men were in fact the catfish of the dating market. As Obsidian once put it, black men were the swords of mercy for a lot of undesirable women. And a lot of American women, they knew when all else failed, hey, I'll go ahead and say, now I like black men. And unfortunately, a lot of older black men fell for that game. However, yeah, no, not today, not today, especially among the older women across the board. They know, uh-oh, black men have finally gotten control of their sexual desires. Oh, shit, we can't throw a little tail their way and try to get them to be our, you know, bastions of last resort. Uh-uh. It's not happening anymore, ladies. Yeah. Older black men are saying this. Younger black men have definitely checked out. But men across the board have checked out. Then you have the article that ultimately proved the 80-20 rule was correct. Something that we here in this space have been saying for more than a decade. But once again, we here in this space, we were literally called a male supremacy group because we had awakened to society, to the game, to how rigged the game was, to just how much men were literally being used for our labor, for our contribution to the system by way of women being controlled by the system. Yeah, right? No. The plantation has been abandoned by a lot of men. And guess what? It's not coming back. Nope. Marriage is in itself a very, very terminal patient. And guess what? You don't see men out here saying, you know what? I think I really want to get married. No. You still see women out here talking about they want to get married. However, ladies, once again, you do not control access to marriage. You can only say yay or nay. That's it. That's the only power you have over marriage, either accepting it or rejecting it. Unless you become a liquor lady, but now, thanks to one Victoria Monet, you even have bisexual women saying, nah, I'm done. Even studs are saying that they're done with modern women. That is how insufferable modern women have become, to where other women are like, nah, I'll just go ahead and go back with a hard leg. Yeah. Let me give me a nice hunk of wood. You've driven other women away. Wow. But once again, gentlemen, that is just how insufferable the modern woman has become, especially the modern Western woman. Yeah. But hey, men have been saying for decades, this is what we want, but yet women continue to listen to other bitter women and society tell them, oh, you ain't got to do nothing for a man. A man should do everything for you. All right. So what if men decide to do? You know what? I'm packing it up. I'm not approaching. I'm not wasting my time. I'm taking away my attention. I'm taking away anything that would give you an ego boost. Now, if we could only get the guys off of OnlyFans. However, the truth behind OnlyFans is this. It is literally middle-aged married men who are supporting OnlyFans models. It is not the incels like people like to say. They want to make the incel an easy target, which personally, you guys know, I don't believe in incels. I don't. I really don't. Why? Because guess what? You can take $220, Go to a massage parlor, get your pipes cleaned, and go about your day. But they don't want to do that. Speaking of that, yes, I really believe it's time to go ahead and open legal brothels. But of course, we know why Uncle Sam won't do that, because of the taxes. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. People always want to say, well, it's about human trafficking. No, it's not. It's never been about human trafficking. You never heard about human trafficking back in the Western days when they had the brothels above the saloons. You didn't hear about human trafficking then. Nope, it's always been about being able to collect taxes. Nothing more, nothing less. But hey, modern women, a lot of them openly say, you have to pay if you want to go get with me. So yes, women are literally prostituting themselves. But that's another story for another time. But yes, it is hilarious seeing these women crash the hell out. Literally just bawling. Oh, I'm so lonely. I need somebody. I'm not afraid to say it anymore. I need a man. Meanwhile, men are enjoying their newfound peace. And they're like, nah, I'm good. I am good. I don't want children. So that's one thing that you can't hold over my head anymore. Pleasurable sex. Yeah, I can always go get that somewhere else. So you can't hold that over my head either. So what else do you have to offer? A whole lot of nothing. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Do you also find it utterly hilarious that so many modern women are running to social media to literally put it out there that they're the ones that are lonely? Now you've got more women actually admitting that they're lonely. Once again, let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who really thought that if you withheld sex, if you rejected men for fun while you were young, and were just overall just absolutely insufferable to the men around you, you better understand this crystally damn clear. All the social power that you thought you were going to continue to have while you were young, now that a lot of you have gotten older, that social power has gone out. Feminism and the idea that you were still going to use sex as a weapon to control men, that has gone out right along with it. Because ladies, here's something that a lot of you don't understand. The older you get, the less valuable you become to the feminist cause. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am